Hello. As always, Masha tells your stories and welcomes you to the 17th episode of the podcast Film Grazia Artis, or just Film of shortly. Here I share tales that inspire and reveal unique experiences of creators, makers, and lovers of all kinds. I hope you find this program interesting and encouraging. Whether you practice art or enjoy learning about how other creative souls perceive global technological changes that influence the lives of millions. Today, we live in the world where a powerful new force has rapidly taken root. Artificial intelligence and large language models have become an integral part of our lives, transforming industries, boosting productivity, and shaping the future of technology, education, science, medicine, and even art. Alongside its remarkable advancements, AI and LLM has also sparked a palpable sense of fear that comes from a mix of deep-rooted psychological, cultural, and ethical and practical concerns. When people can't fully grasp how something works, they may project uncertainty into fear, imagining hidden dangers or uncontrollable outcomes. Language has always been a hallmark of humanity. Our ability to tell stories, argue, persuade, create poetry, or transform an idea into a logical expression. When machines suddenly demonstrate fluent conversation, creativity, or even empathy-like responses, it takes our sense of what makes us special. Some see this as an erosion of human identity. For decades, films and novels have planted vivid cultural images of AI turning against humanity. All of us remember Terminator. So when real AI systems arrive, even if benign, they tap into these cultural memories, making a leap from reality to dystopia that seems disturbingly short. Large language models operate on vast datasets, producing outputs that can be hard to predict or verify. When people encounter a system that can surprise them, generate errors convincingly, or behave in ways even its creators can fully anticipate, it sparks the primal fear of losing control to something powerful. AI threatens jobs, reshapes industries, and alters how we interact with knowledge and creativity. Fear grows not just from what the technology can do, but from what humans and institutions might do with it, abuse it, concentrate power, or increase inequality. At the far edge is the philosophical fear. If machines keep advancing, could they surpass us entirely? Could our role in the future diminish or even disappear? These are heavily uncertain thoughts that AI naturally provokes. So the fear is palpable because machines touch core human vulnerabilities – identity, control, livelihood, and survival. It's not only about what AI does, but about what it represents – a mirror forcing us to question what it means to be human. The sense of unease that artificial intelligence and large language models provoke in us today is not without precedent. In fact, it closely mirrors the tremors of anxiety that shook human societies in the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, when the Industrial Revolution and its cultural aftershocks forced humanity to reckon with machines, speed, and change on a scale never before seen. Then, as now, the deeper fear was not about the tools themselves, but about what they implied for the future of humanity. In the 19th century, workers across Europe feared mechanization as a direct threat of their livelihood. The rise of factories displaced artisans, craftsmen, and agricultural laborers. Karl Marx described this as alienation. The worker no longer recognized himself in the fruits of his labor. As the machine absorbed his skills and dictated his rhythm, the machine was no longer a tool. It was a rival and increasingly a master. Today, AI triggers a similar anxiety. White-collar professionals, writers, teachers, lawyers, designers, IT specialists, or even doctors asking the same questions textile workers and blacksmith once asked. If the machine can do my job more cheaply and efficiently, what will happen to me? The fear of redundancy of being reduced to a cog in a vast technological system is a direct inheritance from that industrial age. Cultural and industrial transformations caused the collapse of beliefs and dogmatism, bringing an age of intellectual upheaval. Darwin's theory of evolution undermined long-standing religious and cultural certainties about humanity's place in the cosmos. Nietzsche declared that God is dead, leaving society to grapple with the absence of ultimate meaning. Freud, at the dawn of the 20th century, unsettled the notion of rational selfhood by suggesting that unconscious drives shape our lives more than conscious reason. So, what does AI do today? It strikes a comparable blow to human certainty today. For centuries, language, reasoning, and creativity were seen as distantly human gifts. But when large language models can generate convincing prose, write code, compose poetry, challenge artists, and even contribute to medicine, that long-held belief begins to unravel. Just as Darwin dethroned humanity from the center of creation, AI unsettles us by showing that thought itself might not be the exclusive province of human beings. We are today experiencing the same emotional trouble of accepting this reality as our ancestors did during the rapid industrial revolution, which did not only change labor but accelerated life. The railway compressed geography, the telegraph collapsed distances, the city exploded into unprecedented density. Cultural theorists like Georg Simmel wrote about the nervous stimulation of the modern metropolis, which overwhelmed the senses and reshaped human psychology. Technology was no longer simply external, it invaded perception, time, and even the place of thought. Let's look around and see how our digital present recreates this acceleration. Algorithms deliver information at a breakneck speed. AI can generate answers in seconds, where human thought might take hours. Just as in some industrial cities in 1900, people feel overstimulated, caught in a blur of rapid change, brought by the steam of roaring locomotive. Today they are witnessing the uncanny fluency of the chatbot. At the turn of the 20th century, artists and critics grappled with the upheaval brought by the mechanization. Some, like Gustav Courbet, turned the gaze directly to the realities of the industrial world, portraying laborers, factories, and urban life instead of the mythological or allegorical subject favored in early art. Joseph Mallard, William Turner captured the drama and raw power of industrial landscapes, his canvases filled with steam, smoke, and movement, reflecting both admiration and unease at technological progress. Others, however, looked in the opposite direction, seeking refuge in depictions of untouched nature and pastoral calm as a counterpoint of the grime industrial city. Meanwhile, figures such as William Morris and the arts and crafts movement championed a return to the pre-industrial ideas of production, resisting mass manufacturing and emphasizing handcrafted objects, traditional skills, and beauty rooted in human labor. Together, these responses reveal how art became a mirror of society's ambivalence towards the machine age. New movements like Art Nouveau arose as a creative response to industrialization, turning away from the harshness of the machine aesthetics. Artists embraced organic forms, natural motifs, and flowing lines, celebrating the handmade and the decorative as an antidote to mechanized uniformity. At the same time, industrialization advanced relentlessly, unfolding alongside new artistic practices such as photography, a medium uniquely suited to capture the changing world. Through the camera lens, the industrial landscape could be celebrated as a symbol of progress or exposed as a source of alienation and environmental harm, offering society a double-edged record of its own transformation. But what do we have today that records our fears, our uncertainties, and the dizzying speed of technological change? In the early 20th century, photography captured the visible world, industrial landscapes, social reality, and cultural change, preserving moments but always shaped by the photographer's framing. Today, large language models, by contrast, capture the linguistic world, the patterns of human thought, expression, and knowledge drawn from vast amounts of text. Both are not neutral mirrors, but interpretive mediums. Just as photography once disturbed painting by challenging its traditional role, large language models now unsettle anyone who deals with creation by casting doubt on the uniqueness of human expression. Yet, in both cases, creativity does not disappear, it evolves under the influence of a new medium. Walter Benjamin, in his famous essay, The Work of Art and the Edge of Mechanical Reproduction, in 1935, warned that mass production stripped art of its aura, its uniqueness, and authenticity. Photography and film transformed how people saw reality and memory, raising fears about whether art could still hold meaning in the mechanized world. If we bring this idea into today's context, could we say that AI is steadily reshaping how we perceive the world? How do we feel about AI-generated art, literature, and music? If machines can endlessly produce, what happens to the authenticity of human creativity? Where is the aura when a painting or a poem can be algorithmically recombined at scale? Just as Benjamin's generation feared that industrial reproduction would diminish the sacredness of art, our generation wonders whether generative AI threatens the essence of creativity itself. Does this open up completely new perspectives for students or makes them lazy and inert? Recent university reports highlight an AI-related cheating crisis affecting both students and educators. Surveys show that while many students have turned to generative AI for academic work, most use it primarily for brainstorming, conducting research, and grasping difficult concepts. Teachers see AI as helpful for organizing tests and grading, but many students believe schools should offer clear guidance on accepting AI use and preventing academic misconduct. And finally, experts suggest that as students grow more comfortable with AI, they may automate increasing portions of their coursework, forcing institutions often slow to change to revise and update their policies. And what about creative individuals and artists? Are there any ethical challenges that AI brings into the practice, or can its impact only be positive? The problem is that issues of authorship, originality, copyright, and cultural appropriation do arise when machines generate images, patterns, or text based on vast datasets of existing human work. Tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT have turned AI into powerful engines for digital content and art making, blurring the line between human creativity and machine innovation. Yet, this also arises concerns that such models may rely too closely on the work of existing artists, or even replace their hard-earned skills with algorithms capable of producing artwork at astonishing speed. Artists may wonder who really owns the result: the prompt writer, the creator, the IT company, or the collective past of humanity from which the AI has drawn. At the same time, there are concerns about fairness and transparency, whether AI could undervalue traditional craftsmanship, exploit cultural motifs without context, or amplify biases hidden in the training data. So while AI opens remarkable new possibilities, it also asks artists to navigate an evolving ethical landscape, balancing innovation with responsibility, respect, and awareness. Today we all face a challenge to shape our new experiences and recognize them not as things that simply unfold on their own, but as processes guided and directed by human choice, intention, awareness, and responsibility. With the rise of AI and digital technologies, this task becomes even more pressing. Though, if we look back, we can find lots of examples when people found themselves in a situation which they didn't foresee, and doing all sorts of things they really didn't want to do. In 1958, Aldous Huxley, in the interview with Mike Wallace, said about television, technology, and its societal impact, "We mustn't be caught by surprise by our own advance in technology. These are just powers which we can either be used well or ill. It's the same thing with atomic energy. Algorithms now influence what we see, how we think, what we put on, eat, and even how we create. Yet these systems are built and guided by human hands. To treat them as forced beyond our control is to forget that they mirror our choices, our values, and our blind spots. So, our responsibility is not just to see the tools, but to guide them wisely, ensuring that our new experiences become not accidents of technology, but expressions of human care and creativity. I hope we can manage this, and I will be back soon."